I'm Danny Brown, and you're listening to Life Through a Dram.
Welcome to Life Through a Dram, where Danny Brown shares his take on life, being a better person, and appreciating the here and now, all accompanied by a dram and a fine single malt whiskey. And now, here's your host, Danny Brown.
Hi guys, and welcome to another episode of Life Through a Dram. This week, I've gone to my de facto standard whiskey, if you like, which is my Bamore 12-year-old. I don't know, there's just something about the Bamore 12 that's it's perfection in a glass. It's not too peaty, but it's not too light. It's just that nice middle ground. And it's, as you know, cottage season opens up and my wife is opening up the cottage this weekend for us. It's a nice one to sort of ease into what's soon to become summer, hopefully. Today, I want to speak about loving people and using things. It's a play on words from the guys over at The Minimalists, which is a wonderful website and documentary on Netflix, or based around some of the work The Minimalists are doing, actually, on Netflix, called Minimalism. And I recommend you checking it out. But so I want to speak about loving people and using things. In Canada, every February, we have an annual holiday called Family Day. And basically, well, it's most of Canada. There might be a couple of provinces that don't have it, but they have their own version of it. And it's a government-endorsed holiday, public holiday. And basically, Family Day was created to celebrate the importance of families and family life to people and their communities, which I think is just a wonderful thing to be, you know, to be cemented or to be, you know, given to the people by the government. It's not often you get a paid holiday by the government just to spend time with your family and celebrate family life. And I think it's one of the reasons that I love my adopted home country of Canada. I moved here in 2006 from the UK and I've never regretted it. I have a fairly good life. It's not, you know, super rich or anything, but it's a fairly good life and it's a happy life surrounded by love and people that I care about and hopefully people that care about me. But I, you know, the fact that Family Day is a government endorsed, you know, public holiday is just one of the many reasons that I love this country. And especially in today's work climate, you know, where family can take a backseat to long hours, long commutes, as people, you know, we have to go where the work is, and that's not always close to home. So Family Day every year becomes a welcome respite from, you know, the overwhelms of everyday life. And like I said, a little bit back, I watched Minimalism, a documentary about the important things on Netflix, which introduced me to the Minimalists, as well as, you know, some of the guys that I'd followed anyway, like Joshua Becker and a couple other people. And it's a really good, I don't know, I've been wanting to watch it for a while as my mindset has changed over the last few years about what I want to do both online with my, you know, extinct blog, I guess, but with my, you know, weekly note newsletter, as well as this podcast, and just other things and other plans that I have coming down the pipeline. And I've definitely seen a change in how I look at life and what's truly important in it. So I really wanted to watch the Minimalism documentary. I mean, I've got a young family. My son, he just turned 9. I have no idea where the time went there. My daughter's 7. And I've seen close friends, you know, suffer deeply personal losses. As I've seen that, and as I've watched my family grow old, my priorities have changed immensely. I used to be all about online charities, how I first started blogging, how I first really got to get myself known a little bit online. And it led to a few good opportunities, but it meant nothing really. You know, looking back at it, I was a heavy user of Twitter and Google Plus when good old Google Plus was around. And I don't use either now. I deleted my Twitter account. I left Google Plus before it closed down. I deleted my personal Instagram account. I still have Facebook, but I've really limited that to close friends, family, and friends that are a little bit further away geographically, but are still, you know, good friends to me or feel like good friends. So, like I said, I limited my online use to Facebook. And instead of seeking some, you know, self-important validation through online followers and likes and hearts and all that crap, I want to foster deeper and more meaningful connections that offer more than just, you know, vacuous sound bites and so-called social proof because my latest article got 5,000 shares or whatever crappy social proof we feel we need to be validated as a person. So in short, I want to live a deliberate life that has meaning in at least 90% of all that I do. I mean, there's always, you know, room for 10% of non-essential video game fun. So I'm going to give myself that little bit. So anywho, as I watched the minimalism documentary, a lot of it connected with this mindset change of mine, the realization that we buy into this template of a life that isn't really ours. You know, the cars, the electronics, the big house full of unused products, the pressure of meeting a deadline that won't mean the end of the world if it's missed. And by buying into this template, we ignore the most important template of all, and that's us and the world, you know, we live in and we inhabit. Things become more important than people, and we begin to use each other to rise to an invisible dais that we feel makes us more complete. And, you know, we use people more than we use things, and that seems a really skewed way of living life. It should be the other way around. And as one of the really, I mean, there's a bunch of quotes. I could take away 100 quotes and share them with you now from the documentary. But as one of my favorite quotes from the documentary stated, we need to love people when use things, because the opposite of that never works. I mean, think about that. Love people and use things. It goes against the, you know, consumer mindset that we've bought into because of marketers and advertising and pitches and 24/7 blasts at us that we have to have the latest gadget or the latest book or the latest movie or whatever. Everything that comes to us, you know, we've been taught that we have to love things and possibly use people to get there, jump over colleagues at work to get higher wages so we can afford the latest gadgets, and jump over friends so we can, you know, get better houses. And it sucks, guys. And it's one of these mindsets that, you know, once we get into it, it's hard to take a step back sometimes and realize what's going on and how we're really ruining our lives and the lives of people we care about. I mean, it's not a hard concept, love people when use things, but if we take time to buy into it and take the action to make it, you know, happen each day with every interaction we have, we can start building up instead of dragging down. You know, we can use technology to speak with and not dictate to. And smile, you know, something as simple as a smile instead of an angry look all the time. There's an old phrase that says it takes, 32 facial muscles to frown, but only one or two or whatever it is to smile. And, you know, why do we put so much effort into not being happy? It boggles the mind. And it, you know, this not being happy or not accepting enough is, you know, what's enough for us to be happy. It's really, you know, it's hitting our mental health, it's hitting our physical health, and it's just impacting our bodies and our minds, and it's not a healthy place to be. You know, so we need to surround ourselves with meaning and not meanness. Now, I mean, we get things that are material objects, but more often than not, they're simply, you know, if we try to buy things, like material things, that just fosters more immaterial needs. You know, do we, as I mentioned earlier, do we really need the widest screen TV, the most amazing home theater, the smartest car in the drive? Do we need all that stuff? Personally, I don't think so. You may, and that's fine. You know, if that's what you wish, that is fine. This is just my own take on, you know, the changes that I've seen myself go through in the last few years versus the person I was. So maybe, you know, this particular show is something for you to revisit in 5-10 years' time. Who knows? I'm not criticizing you, but I just feel that the most valuable things are the ones that make our life simpler. Because by having a simpler life, we have more time to connect to the things and the experiences that truly matter. You know, and as we connect to that, and as we get to the experiences that truly matter and the people that truly matter, we start to lead a more deliberate life. And I guess just to finish this week's episode off, again, going back to the quote that I shared earlier, love people and use things, because the opposite of that never works. And if we can stick to that, guys, and work to that, who knows? You know, we've got a chance of all being a lot happier than, you know, the world tells us we should be, or the advertising channels tell us we should be. Life doesn't have to be stressful. It doesn't have to be full of chasing the next great big thing. It can be chasing the next great average thing that gives us satisfaction and, you know, tells us we've done enough and allows us time to spend with the important people doing the important things. I'm going to speak about this a little bit more in future episodes. I've got a project that I've just started to flesh out about connectivity and connectedness, and I'm kind of excited about it. It's something that I think, you know, hopefully people will buy into and understand where I'm coming from. But I'm looking forward to sharing that. And that ties back into the episode today and everything that we're talking about, where it's all about living deliberately and living for each other as against each other, no matter what our current differences are. And that's something we're going to talk about more in future shows. Anywho, guys, I'm hoping you're having a great weekend so far. My wife's up at the cottage this weekend getting it ready. So I'm here with the kids. So I'm on daddy duty this weekend. So I'm looking forward to that. We've got a lot of fun stuff planned. So I hope your weekend's gone really well. I hope you've got some great stuff, you know, upcoming. And until the next time, if you enjoy the show, please, you know, feel free to leave a review on iTunes. That's always worth an extra slangy from me. If you feel anybody would enjoy it as well, by all means, recommend it. You know, I'm happy to just keep rambling and talking to anybody who enjoys. So I appreciate listening, guys. Have a great weekend. Until next week, Shlangivar.
This has been Life Through a Dram. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode.